I thought I'd been having a bad day until I stumbled across my sous chef crying in the pantry. Sure, the holidays could be stressful, but this was ridiculous. I crouched low and put a hand on her shoulder. Is everything all right, Mimi? She glanced up at me, her big dark eyes full of misery.
She's going to kill me.
It was an off-the-cuff remark, but I shifted uneasily. There had been a murder not so long ago in our small town of Beaverton, North Carolina, and Mimi had been in the midst of it. Who? I asked. Is someone threatening you? Mimi shook her head. Her dark hair had grown out and reached her small elfin chin.
Your aunt.
I frowned. Aunt Cecily. She thinks the world of you. Why, she's practically adopted you into the family.
Though my words were meant to comfort, Mimi just cried harder. Oh, crud muffins. It's okay, I swear the insanity is genetic, not contagious. The Buckland Rossetti family tree was full of nuts, and we're not talking chestnuts here. But though my great aunt could be scary at times, she truly did appreciate Mimi. She never would have let her work in our family's pasta shop, the Bowtie Angel, otherwise, which made this whole crying jag even more bizarre. The door separating the kitchen from the small pasta shop eatery swung open and Malcolm Jones, my current beau, entered the small space. Strains of Michael Bublé's rendition of Silent Night crooned from the speakers, a harsh contrast to Jones's dark countenance.
Andrea, you can't just run away in the middle of a disagreement. I wasn't finished.
He stopped when he saw Mimi's tear-stained face.
What the devil?